The main bridge linking Canada to the US is open again. Police enforcing a court order ended the six-day blockade by protesters demanding an end to COVID restrictions. They made several arrests and set up barricades to stop it happening again. The protest hit supply chains on both sides of the border. But outside Canada's Parliament in Ottawa, protesters are refusing to leave, even as the local government eases COVID restrictions. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has had enough, invoking special emergency measures to confront the protesters.
This is not a peaceful protest. At the borders in different parts of the country, the blockades are harming our economy and endangering public safety.
The 1988 Emergencies Act allows the federal government to ensure security during national emergencies. This has never been used. A similar move was last employed in 1970. The Prime Minister then, Trudeau's father, Pierre.
The scope of these measures will be time-limited, geographically targeted, as well as reasonable and proportionate.
The so-called Freedom Convoy protests began because Canadian truckers opposed a vaccine or quarantine mandate for cross-border drivers. But it soon became a rallying point for people opposing the Trudeau government. And now it spawned copycat protests globally. In Belgium, demonstrators there were joined by others from France, Holland and Germany to demand a halt to COVID restrictions by Europe's governments.
The message is, leave us alone. We are peaceful. We will leave you alone. We are not accepting any jabs anymore.
And in Israel, a convoy of trucks drove the main highway from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, heading for the Parliament building.
We all support Canada and support the truckers' convoy that went up to Ottawa, and we do hear the same.
Critics have accused the so-called Freedom Convoys of having little popular support, but authorities are aware of the disruption even small protests can cause, and like Canada, are now examining what actions are available to keep roads, bridges and supply lines open. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, Washington.